Marijuana is going to be legal in Canada soon, and investors have been rushing to pour money into shares of many different marijuana-related companies. But is Canada's marijuana boom actually a boom, or could it be a bubble? Who knows? And is there a safe way to invest in cannabis? Here to tell us more is Renee Ellison. She is the founder of Flourish, a Canadian cannabis company devoted to women. She joins us now from Ottawa. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
You quit your job at Health Canada to get into the cannabis business. Did your friends think you were insane?
I think everyone thought I was insane, leaving a pension, leaving a steady job. I had a great life, and I went through, at the time, some difficult issues with family, getting sick, and when you go through something like that, it really changes your perspective on life. And I realized, what I really want to do is to be able to help people. And so coincidentally, at the time, I was working at Health Canada on the marijuana for medical purposes regulations as a communications lead. And I thought, hey, I've learned so much about cannabis and the benefits, and I think this can really help people. And I've always been a very big user of natural, medicines and, essential oils, and I do meditation and all of this kind of more natural approach to health. And I thought, okay, this is something that I think I can do. And I asked, actually, I also looked at my background. I had worked as a pharmacy technician, so I understood, some of the protocols there. Mm-hmm. I also had worked in several government departments that had related health portfolio mandates. So I had a good kind of health background, and I understood the regulations. So it was really, for me, kind of looking at everything in my life and saying, hey, the stars are aligning, and this is something that I really think I can make a go at.
Why the focus on women? What is different when you look at it through a gender lens, and what's different about Flourish?
So the industry is very male-oriented right now because the high venture capital that's required to get into this industry, just the way the regulations are written, is that you have to basically have your facility up and running before you can get licensed. So the cost of this, we're talking millions. So for women, this seems to be an area of struggle. I've read a lot of research around that as well. So that's probably why you don't see a lot of women founders. And I thought, this is pretty unique. And also, given my background in health, one of the areas that, certainly government has identified is that traditionally medicine and scientific research has been focused around men, and there's a gap there. And in this industry, we're pioneers. We have an opportunity to really get the evidence for cannabis as a whole, because we know cannabis has traditionally kind of been underground, and pharmaceuticals haven't invested in cannabis because it was always, illegal. So so now we've got this new flourishing industry that is really looking at moving things in an evidence-based way, because we're recognizing we have the anecdotal information, and people have been using it, and there is some really great evidence that is coming forward. But there's still more that can be done. And so given my background, I think there's a real opportunity to be able to support women in their health.
What kind of a company is Flourish? Are you a vertically integrated grower, marketer, end-to-end, or is there a part of it that you focus on?
We are end-to-end, seed to sale.
So what will it look like when there's a retail presence? What will Flourish look like to the consumer compared to what would be offered by a competitor who didn't think through the gender lens?
We will be a female-focused brand that you could either purchase through the medical distribution channel, or through here in Ontario would be an LCBO, so through a licensed dealer across the provinces. So we would look like any other brand, we're tailoring and customizing our strains specifically for women's needs.
And what's different? I'm sure there's something different from a consumer insight standpoint, but is there something different from a physiological standpoint?
There is a difference. There's besides obvious differences, lots of differences in women. So women actually have more cannabinoid receptors found in their uterus. So they actually are more sensitive to cannabis.
So lower doses for Flourish.
Lower doses, which work better for women. And also we know that women prefer fruitier and floral, we call them terpene profiles, which are the flavors and the scents of cannabis. We know about their uses, so they prefer to use with a partner or a friend, and in the evenings typically, so not so much during the day. We understand that they also have different needs in terms of the type of strains that they prefer to use.
This is a sector that has been in focus, well, for certainly for 12 months, very, very hot sector for publicly traded companies. It's a big deal. And there are risk factors here. How do you address some of the questions around the political dynamic and what can happen provincially as the regulations change?
So what we've done over the years is just to try and remain as flexible as possible. So that means looking at kind of forward thinking, and trying to anticipate where things may go. And really kind of trying to stay light on our feet. So, we have an excellent team of seasoned experts in the industry, and they're a very diverse team. So we have a lot of different skill sets that can add to the mix of what we're looking at. So, if we have a regulatory issue, I can sometimes anticipate, these could be potential issues coming up. And on the same side, we've got, a commercial grower. So he can anticipate certain issues that could evolve around the growing conditions. So it's hard, right? Staying ahead of a moving target. Mm.
We've only got about 30 seconds left. I want to ask you, are you concerned about a pot bubble? And what I mean by that is the valuations of publicly traded stocks have gone through the roof in some cases. And I think there is a credible question about valuation, which if it were to burst, would affect lots of different companies, even if they aren't publicly traded.
Certainly with the tech bubble, we've seen this. And as we know, trends seem to be cyclical. So this is something that we are mindful, but the question is when, and maybe again, we don't know. This is a brand new industry that we've never seen before, and I think Canada is well positioned, being a leader in the world in this industry and being one of the first G8 countries to actually legalize. Mm. So I think there's time before that bubble pops, but again, if I had my crystal ball, I could give you a better answer. But
your crystal ball might be a little smoky because of some
I
of the products.
Renee,
thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Bruce.
Renee Ellison is the founder of Flourish, a Canadian cannabis company focused on women.